We basically analyze the changes in the light that's recorded at every pixel in the video over time. And then we crank up those changes. We make them bigger so that we could see them. The tricky part is that those signals, those changes that we're after, are extremely subtle. So we have to be very careful when we try to separate them from noise that always exists in videos. So we use some clever image processing techniques to get a very accurate measurement of the color at each pixel in the video, and then the way the color changes over time. And then we amplify those changes. We make them bigger to create those types of enhanced videos or magnified videos that actually show us those changes. But it turns out we can do that not just to show tiny changes in color, but also tiny motions. And that's because the light that gets recorded in our cameras will change not only if the color of the object changes, but also if the object moves. So this is my daughter when she was about 2 months old. It's a video I recorded about 3 years ago. And as new parents, we all want to make sure our babies are healthy, that they're breathing, that they're alive, of course. So I too got one of those baby monitors so that I could see my daughter when she was asleep. And this is pretty much what you'll see with a standard baby monitor. You know, we can see the baby is sleeping, but there's not too much information there. There's not too much we can see. Wouldn't it be better or more informative or more useful if instead we could look at a view like this? So here I took the motions and I magnified them 30 times. And then I could clearly see that my daughter was indeed alive and breathing. Here is a side-by-side comparison. So again, in the source video, in the original video, there's not too much we can see. But once we magnify the motions, the breathing becomes much more visible. And it turns out there's a lot of phenomena we can reveal and magnify with our new motion microscope. We can see how our veins and arteries are pulsing in our bodies. We can see that our eyes are constantly moving in this wobbly motion. And that's actually my eye. And again, this video was taken right after my daughter was born, so you can see I wasn't getting too much sleep. Even when a person is sitting still, there's a lot of information we can extract about the breathing patterns, small facial expressions,